We greet you in the name of the Lord, so thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast. Roger Hood singing for us, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Regardless of what you may have in this time world, you're going to leave it all behind when death comes your way. But if you have the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go to be with Him eternally. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless our broadcast service to the precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one who is in our congregation, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will use our broadcast to make it a blessing to them. Now, we know that you love each one. We know that you know their burdens and their cares, and you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless our precious congregation. May you use this broadcast to be an encouragement and a help to souls, for we ask this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Men today throughout this land cry for peace on every hand, seeking love and happiness that satisfies. They'll not find it on their own, that it's not where they may roam. Only turning to the Lord brings happiness.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy till the end. It's a happy life, walking with Him. Through the heartaches, tears, and pain, man is seeking earthly gain. In this world of sin, true riches can't be found. If we walk with Him each day, He will guide this toilsome way to a wealth of happiness and peace of mind. It's a happy life. It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day. It's a happy life. It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life.
It's a happy life,
walking with Him.
It's a happy life.
Life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life.
It's a happy life,
walking with Him.
You know, you can hear songs about how happy it is to live for a Christian life. You hear preachers preach about it, but you'll never know the experience, you'll never know the joy of living the Christian life until you experience it. And everyone is invited. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus also said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent." On today's Way of Truth broadcast, we have the privilege of sharing a message with you preached by Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. As Brother James comes to bring the message, we trust that it'll be a blessing to you.
For the devotional part of our service, I will be reading from the very first Psalm. Psalms 1, and I'll be reading the first three verses. The subject of the message today is the pleasure in walking the Christian way. I trust that by the time I'm through, I will have gotten across the point that I'm trying to make on this program. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now that is a very familiar passage of Scripture, I know. And of course, I read half of the Psalm, the part that I will be dealing with on this program today. The word pleasure in part means a source of enjoyment or delight. And the word delight means in part something giving great pleasure or enjoyment. So we see exactly what the psalmist is saying here in this scripture, particularly the word delight that he used. Unfortunately, there are some in the world who seem to think that people who devote their life to God and His service are missing out on life. But that is not the case, friends. That is not the case at all. Once you experience a relationship with God, and you begin to walk this Christian way, it grows sweeter all the time. I thank God every day for what I was able to escape by turning to Him at a fairly early age. And I haven't seen where sin has done anyone any good up until this present time in my life. The reason why it is a pleasure to walk with God is because of the spiritual rest, the peace, Amen. And the contentment that comes from knowing the Lord. Now, a lot of people may think that's not possible, but that is very possible. That is the reason why Jesus came into the world, to do something for us that nobody else could do. And we would all have been hopeless if it was not for the coming of Christ that gave His life, that we could have life, the Bible says, and have it more abundantly. The scripture I read here from Psalms 1 very clearly shows the word or the genuineness, if I would use that word, of a sincere Christian walk. It is a genuine product. Christianity is a life that we live each day. The text that I read here from Psalms 1 has a lot to say in those three verses. It means that those on the Christian way are happy. At least they should be happy, because it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." So who but the Christian is happy and free? If there's anybody in the world that should be happy, it should be the Christian. Those that have experienced this forgiveness of sins and are walking in the pathway of the just, which the Bible says is as a shining light, shining more and more unto the perfect day. It teaches that there is another way, the way of sin. And I have not chosen to go into the other side of that psalm today, but it does teach that. If you read further on, you'll see that there are definitely two ways that are placed before us: God's way and the way of evil. There are two major forces in the world: the power of God and the power of Satan, or the power of evil. The Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." God is the greater of the two powers. Or where would we be today? Let me tell you something, friends. You can put the devil to flight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's the reason why Christians have the power that they have to live that life. God has never called a human being to do something that they couldn't do, or that he would not equip them to do. God has called people to live a life and to live it for him. It shows the contrast between these two. In verse 2 it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." I would venture to say that it would behoove every Christian today to get a little closer to the Word, and to study and to read and to meditate on the Word in these trying times that we live in. It's a guideline to live by. It brings comfort, it brings strength, it brings hope, it brings consolation. You can find it in the Word of God. So the psalmist said here, his delight, his pleasure is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. It tells of the state of those that are on this Christian way. Verse 3 says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." In other words, when a tree is planted by the rivers of water, it flourishes. Yes. It grows. It springs forth because it has the moisture and the earth and the warmth that it needs. That's what Christians need too. We must have the warmth of the holy presence of God and His Word to lead us on, that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In other words, if a Christian fails, it's not God's fault. It's our own fault. God has never failed one who put their trust in him. That's his purpose for us. God has never failed. He is still the great I am. He's the one that can do the things that others cannot do, friends. That's the reason why we must stand on these promises, especially now, when everybody is saying, "Have you ever seen times like these? We are living in testing times. We are living in troublesome times." We're living in days that are real, friends. These are real times. But God is real too.
Amen.
And God is still on His throne. He never forsakes His own. So choosing the Christian way does not mean that you cannot wear nice clothes.
No.
Good clothes. No, it's nothing wrong with having good clothes. If you have the money to buy good clothes and wear them. The Bible does not teach that we shouldn't have good clothes. It doesn't mean that you can't have a good house to live in. It's nice to have a comfortable bed to sleep in and to have the nice conveniences that have been provided for us through the hand of God and His goodness. It does not mean that you cannot have friends. It's good to have good friends, friend. To have a good friend that sticks closer to you than anybody else. And good friends are good to have. It doesn't mean that you cannot go on a vacation. Some of us could use a little bit more of them, I believe. It's good to have a little break away sometimes and go on a little break, a little vacation and get off of the routine of life for a little time. So it does not mean that you can't have some money either. The Bible does not teach that either. The Bible teaches that God gives man wisdom to get riches. But it also teaches, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. That's what it says. It does not mean that you cannot have a good job. No, a lot of people are misrepresenting Christianity and what it means to live for God. But what it means is that you have chosen a new way. You have chosen another way. We have chosen to turn around and walk a new path. Isaiah said in the 42nd chapter, and verse 16, in referring to the coming of Christ and what Christ would do, it says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, Isaiah prophesied about Jesus. And Jesus would do something for us, my beloved friends, that nobody else in the world could ever do. It means that we have chosen a new master. Our master becomes Jesus. He's not only our Savior, but He's our Lord. He's our master. And if you look into the 14th chapter of St. John, that you'll see there that familiar story. And I'm only going to read two verses. Verses 5 and 6, it says there, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
What a scripture. Let me tell you something, friends. There's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we can be saved but the man Christ Jesus. Jesus is the door to this new way. We don't inherit this from our grandparents or from our parents. No, no. It doesn't go that way. We have to receive this for ourselves. You know what Jesus said in the 10th chapter of St. John and verse 1? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And he went on to say in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill. We understand that to mean the devil. And to destroy, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. It's a beautiful way, my beloved friends, because God is the author of this way. Think about it today. God is the author. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And if you look into the second chapter of Titus, you will see two scriptures there in verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. God is its author, and he is the pilot, my beloved friends. You cannot walk this road alone. For the Lord, the battle is his. He is the one, friends, that will take us through these battles. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. It's a clean way. And Isaiah said in chapter 35 and verse 8, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Anyone who try to believe or think that they can live for God and live for the devil at the same time is making a mistake. This is a clean cut way, friends. It's a good way. It's a wonderful way. But it's a called out way. God has called a people out, selected and elected a people out of the world, and have chosen them to serve him and to live for him. So to walk with God, we must go the straight and narrow way. Jesus himself said in the 7th chapter of Matthew, it says there in verses 13 and 14, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now, they are not the words of Brother James. They are the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. To walk with God, we must walk clear before him.
Since I made Jesus my all in all.
We trust that Brother James' message has proven to be a blessing to you. And if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage and listen to other services. Also, you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6. And, of course, that's Eastern time, and they are broadcast live. So tune in, www.wayoftruth.org, and be a part of our congregation. Now, we thank you for listening to today's broadcast, and we invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, this is Alvin A. Craig bidding God's blessings on you.
Trust in Him.